How's it going, man?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Fantastic. We won't try to take up too much of your time today, but we're really glad to get to talk with you for just a few minutes. I'll just go on and let the cat out of the bag that I'm not the My Little Pony guy. But I do have the My Little Pony guy with us, but I am incredibly interested in your work other than My Little Pony. So Marty, is there some stuff you would like to get off your chest about My Little Pony Friendship is Magic?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a big fan of the show, big fan of the, my daughter and I watch every week. So, she sings the songs. And I'm glad that she enjoys it.
Learn those songs. That's great. How old is your daughter?
She's 4.
Okay, cool.
Let's talk about first of all, why you chose animation. I mean, your work is pretty good by itself. I mean, you could be doing lots of other things. You could be writing for film or for, you know, any other television show, but why animation?
Oh, thank you. I got into animation pretty early on in my career, and songwriting was something that I only got into over the process of working with animated TV shows. So my first song I ever wrote was the theme song for Martha Speaks, songs are an important part of children's television tradition. And as I found myself writing more and more songs on these shows, I started to realize, oh, hey, this is something that has a lot of applications elsewhere. So right now, I'm really busy. I love working on all the cartoon shows and for Hasbro and Hub. And maybe one day I'll be, apply that to writing a Broadway musical or writing for some pop artists. But so far, the journey started with animation.
Well, and I'm glad that you mentioned that about the songs, because I can guarantee you that Marty can sing for you the entire Transformers Generation 1 theme song. And, yeah. He won't, but he probably would. Like classic children's cartoons, the songs, that's really what gets people back in the mood after they've been away from, 20 years. When you hear the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles song again, you're like, oh my gosh, Ninja Turtles, that was great. And I really think it's one of the most important parts about programming for kids that age and for adults, that it really helps you identify this is what that is. So it's really cool that, you've picked that as your thing. I really doubt, though, that it's every day that Rolling Stone magazine interviews a writer for a children's animated series, though. What was that like?
Yeah, that was pretty wild to get asked to do that interview, because I'm, of course, a big fan of the magazine. And it's true. I think working in children's animation, you generally don't. It's pretty low profile work. Most people don't know who writes the background music, let alone the songs on cartoons. And I think because of the overwhelming success of My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic, and now shows like Little Pet Shop, there was this opportunity to get these high profile interviews and people curious to know about the success of the show. So it's just been a very unexpected thing, but a real pleasure as well.
Well, can you tell us what led you to work on My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic?
Yeah, for sure. I had a relationship with DHX Media in Vancouver from Martha Speaks, and the producer, Sarah Wall, from Martha Speaks, had then been ported over to My Little Pony when they first greenlit the series. And she called me up and said, hey, Daniel, we've got a new show, and we're interested in hearing a demo, and could you write us a little song for this pony, Pinkie Pie? And could you write us a little bit of background music for it? And I didn't really know anything about the show. Of course, it was a new generation. I knew Lauren Faust had done incredible work on Powerpuff Girls and Foster's Home, and so that's how it kind of got started. I wrote that initial song, and it's the song you hear in episode 2 where Pinkie Pie sings about being, you know, how to beat your fears, how to overcome your fears by laughing. And they heard it, and Hasbro said, wow, Lauren liked it, and she said, let's hire Daniel to just do all the songs on the show, and that's how it all got started.
Take us through your process of sitting down to write a song for a character or for, you know, the show itself, because that's a pretty daunting task, I'd imagine.
I think you have to try to make it as less of a daunting task as possible. So I really try to focus in, I hone in on an idea right away. So I'll read the script, I'll have a discussion with other creatives like the directors and the producers, and we'll sort of look at what the goal is of the song first. And once I've got the kind of goal, like what we're trying to achieve, how long, what the general feeling is, you know, that first step is to write, you know, a very basic sketch. And I think a rule of songwriting is if you can write a song and you can sing the melody to yourself and maybe play it just on a solo guitar or a little bit of piano and have it feel good and sound like a complete song, then that's the first goal. So I'll usually start with just a simple piano sketch, you know, using these parameters we've discussed and take it from there.
Okay. You know, season 3 is drawing to a close of My Little Pony. Question I wanted to ask was, have you started to work on season 4? And if you have, is there anything that you can tell us, maybe a little tidbit or two here or there?
So you're asking me if there is a season 4, is what you're saying?
Now, that is purely hypothetical.
I would love confirmation of a season 4.
I can't comment on that other than saying, you know, I know that the network and Hasbro Studios and the brand are all very committed to the show, and I expect you know, they'll have more to say about that over time.
How have you enjoyed working for the Hub? It's actually some of, you know, when we started to do a little work with the Hub ourselves, we found that, you know, it aligned perfectly with what we consider to line ourselves up with for our podcast, for our fans, and for us, you know, as well. And, you know, we've really enjoyed our work with the Hub. How has it been to work with this station?
Oh, it's been fabulous. I mean, the thing about the Hub that's so unique is, you know, they partnered with Discovery Kids and Hasbro, and they just said, let's just create a ton of new content. And a lot of times when a new network is created, they just, you know, they purchase old content and recycle other content. But they went out there and said, let's just make a whole bunch of new shows. Let's start from scratch and do something really, you know, really special here. And whether it's Pound Puppies or Lilith's Pet Shop or My Little Pony or Transformers or any of the other numerous shows that they really got down and started from scratch, it's just created this very fertile ground for a lot of creativity and a lot of really great content. So it's really exciting.
Cool.
So what is your favorite song been so far out of the ones that you've gotten to do?
Are you thinking about My Little Pony specifically?
Yeah, I'm sorry about, My Little Pony specifically.
Because I think there's been quite a few songs now over the first 3 seasons. We're about to hear the season finale is coming up in this weekend, and there will be some new songs. And I think my favorite song is probably still the Smile song from season 2. I always really, really love that song and how much the fan base has taken to it, and they perform it, and it seems like I got a lot of really positive feedback. But I'm really excited about some of the songs that you're going to hear next weekend as well.
Excellent.
Daniel, I have one more question for you, and we'll try to wrap it up. What would you say to people out there that are looking to get into your line of work, you know, I'm sure there are lots of creative people out there, and we've, you know, some of our fans are looking to be cartoonists and musicians. You know, what kind of encouragement would you give those folks?
I think it's always a great idea to follow your passions and to find work that makes you happy and challenges you at the same time and allows you room to grow and try new things. And animation is a great avenue for that because there's a lot of diversity in animation. There's a lot of opportunities just to write really fun music and also some serious music. So I would say to go for it. And the best way to do that is try to apprentice with someone who is working in the industry who you look up to. And there's a lot of guys in LA and guys even up here in Vancouver who are looking for assistance. And I think that's the best way to get into the television and film business in general.
Fantastic. Marty, anything else before we go?
I was just wondering, is there ever a chance that we're going to get these songs on a CD or something like that that we can get at a store?
Well, if they do, I'm going to be waiting in line with everyone else. I'm dying to see that happen, but right now I know that it's on everyone's radar, and we're just waiting to see what happens.
Okay.
Fantastic. Great. Thank you so much, Daniel.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com. Make sure you continue to check out JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek.